Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Leggett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Earnshaw. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Werber steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to first to double up Hopkins. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw takes first base on ball 4. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leggett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Leggett moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Hayes moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins bunts in front of the plate. Leggett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leggett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Ed Majeski. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leggett strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Werber reaches second base with a double. Rhodes moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Johnson is walked intentionally. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Leggett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Leggett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.